In Jesus' mighty name. Praise God, somebody. Many of us who ever passed through Sunday school when we are very young must have heard this story many times. Am I right? But if you know, some of us are maybe became Christian when you are adult. But all the same, you must have heard this story. It's one of the most popular story in the Bible. And it's titled what? Prodigal what? I'm sure nobody is here today who's like that. Praise God, somebody. But I want to open your heart carefully and believe God that something in this story will make a change in your life in Jesus' mighty name. I title this message, Grace versus What Works. In this place, we see a display of grace and works. Think about grace and works. In our Christian journey, many of us will relate with God like the elder son. And most pastors will like people that be like the elder son. Is that not right? Who is the elder son? The elder son is the faithful son. The elder son is the working son. The elder son is the one that when you open the church door, is there. For every service is there. Evangelism is there. Paying tithe is there. Faithful in his father's house. And I'm sure when of us are like that. Is that right? Is that right? We got somebody. Tell me about, is that right? Some people are not sure. Is that, I'm not too sure that I qualify. Well, grace be quiet this morning. Then in that story again, we have a younger son. But see carefully. See, a certain man had two sons. The younger one said to the father, give me my portion. I mean, most parents will not like that kind of child. Is that true? You are still alive and well, and your child walks to you and say, Baba, give me my portion. And what happened? The father in this story is like our heavenly father. Don't forget that. What did he do? What did he do? What did he do? Are you sure? Let's see carefully the Bible, because something there I have not seen before until recent, that I was in somebody's book on this area. See, verse 12. And the younger of them said to the father, his father, Father, give me the portion of good that falleth to me. What did he do? And he divided unto them his living. Say, neighbor, them is living. There are two sons. The younger one said, give me what belongs to me. And the father divided to them what they are living. So he not only gave the younger son, he also gave what belongs to who? The elder son. Is that true? Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? Because if you don't understand that, where we are going will be an issue. So I want to understand grace and works. He divided, he gave, not only to the son that came for his portion, even to the elder, gave. Name of grace. And we know the story very, the younger one left the house and did what? He went to squander. Verse 14. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Say, neighbor, he began to be in want. In this story, be careful about it. There, he has two sons. And one left, see a picture of a sinner Because God made everyone. Is that not true? And he left. And he began to live his life as if he's the one owner of his life. And don't forget, everything he was spending was given by his father. Say, neighbor, your life belongs to him. Praise God, somebody. And when he began to be in want, he went to a man who can help. But if you know that very carefully, this fellow here is a Jew. Is anybody a Jew? Jew and pigs, they don't meet. Is that not true? It's like, if you have your, in your house a Muslim now and say you want to give him a pig to, what do you, that may be fight. But when he began to be in want and he went to that fellow, what did he do? He sent him to take care of what? Big swine. And because he was in want, he had no choice. And to make the story very bad, they could not even allow him to eat the what? The feast of the what? Of the pigs. Think about it. Not the pig now. Not the pig. What they are eating. And the man came to himself. Say, neighbors, today somebody must come to himself. The man just came to himself. He woke up. That means if a man is not thinking, sometimes you may not be yourself. Yeah, am I communicating? The man came to himself. The man just came to himself. Come on. Say, anybody, come on. Say, anybody, come on. What's happening here? He came to himself. And he said, how many hired servants of my father have enough bread and to spare? And I perish with hunger. I believe God today, somebody here will come to himself. Amen. Say amen, somebody. Amen. The man came to himself. Devil is not what we are thinking he is. Some years ago, I had a cassette that said, devil isn't what you think he is. Today, you want to leave your house and come to church. Can devil stop you? Are you sure? Can they tie something in your leg and say, don't go there? Even an unbeliever, a sinner, can make up his mind. And there's nothing the devil can do about it. The man came to himself. When he came to himself, he sat down and addressed his what? His thinking. That's all. Just sat down. No fasting, no prayer. He just came to himself. The life cannot be like this. I'm not meant to be under sickness and under sin. Is anybody used to hear? Is anybody used to hear? Is anybody used to hear? I'm not meant to suffer and mean plenty. He came to himself. And he came to himself, he made a decision. I believe today, somebody is here, today you will make a decision. It's under the bondage and the burden of the enemy. I miss plenty all over. There was a famine and was lacking. Say, I will arise and go to my father. When I get there, I will say this. What will I say? Father, I am not worthy to be called your son. Make me one of your higher servants. I'm okay. Praise God, somebody. See verse 20. See verse 20. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him. Tell me what his father saw him. Say, but his father saw him. That means every day it seems to me the father was looking out for him. Is that not true? Every day the father will leave the house and move outside longing to see that son. Is that not true? Every day the father was eager, awaiting, hopeful that one day that my son will come to himself and I will receive him back again. Praise God, somebody. Nobody the father saw him afar off. Who did he see? The son that took all he had and what? Went to squander it with allots. Is that not true? Is that not true? And the goods belong to the father. Is that not true? But when the father saw him, what did he do? Are you sure? What did he do? Father said, ah. See. Did he condemn him? The father ran. The father took off and was running. Imagine God the Father in heaven running to a sinner. There was grace. God has given to us a message of what? Reconciliation. Not in putting their sins upon them. What is our message, brethren? We tell our children, if you don't do well, God will be unhappy with you. He will get you. Is that what you tell them? Is that the message? No. To sinner, if you don't repent, you will go to hell. Is that the message? No. Somebody said, God is angry with sinner every day. Is that the message? No. Then when the people, they are not too sure. They are not the pastor. Ah. God is angry with sinner every day. Is that the message? No. Are you sure? The father saw him afar and the father ran towards him. Think about that. Imagine a sinner. The father running to embrace a sinner. That's the art of your father. Praise God, somebody. If you're not too sure, you can open your Bible to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 19. Let's see what is there. The father ran towards his son. The name of grace. The name of grace. Hallelujah to our Father. I believe God this month, somebody will walk with grace. You walk with grace of God in your life. Hallelujah. Chapter 5, let's see there. Verse 19. Okay, no, let us see from verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. If any man be where? Verse 18. And all things are of God. That's why the fellow can spend the money. All things are sellable. All things are of God. Remember, all things are of God. Your life. Your silver. Your good, your children, all things are of God. Your job, say, but all things are of God. See, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ? What has he done? Who did that? God reconciled us to himself. Somebody go to the book of Amplify. He said, he has brought us again to favor with himself. Amplify Bible, if you can help me from inside. He has brought us to favor again by himself. It's all of God. He reconciled us again to himself. But all things are of God, who through Jesus Christ reconciled us to himself. Receive us into favor. Brought us into harmony with himself. Praise God, somebody. Say, neighbor, you are valuable. God has reconciled you to himself. Brought us to harmony. No more war. No more disagreement to himself. And gave us the ministry. He gave us a job of what? Are you sure? That by word and deed, we might aim to bring others into harmony with Him. Praise God, somebody. And has given us the ministry of condemnation, of judging them. Are you sure? If you don't, repent. Early. He has given us a ministry of what? Verse 20. Say, now then we are ambassadors for Christ. And we did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead. Be ye what? Reconciled to God. Praise God, somebody. Say, be ye reconciled to God. At Calvary, God pour all the anger into somebody. Is that not true? All the anger. Christ became sin. He took all the sin of the whole world at Calvary. Not the sin, only the sickness. Praise God, somebody. So the Father ran to him. When he ran to him, he fell on his neck. And did what? And did what? Say more, kiss him. And you see, God Almighty, the way a prisoner that comes to him, he's not condemning any man. Say neighbor, he will not condemn you. Say neighbor, he will not condemn you. Say neighbor, he cannot condemn you. You know, I remember some times ago, I was in a service at Yaba. And it was a wonderful service. We were having a wonderful praise worship. And I was asking God. I said, Holy Ghost, can I argue? He said, son, you can. Holy Ghost is a person. Is he not? The Father ran to him. The Father fell on his neck. And the Father kissed him. Had the Son said anything? Has he said anything? He said, all the sin I sin, oh Father, the one I sinned when I was primary 2, forgive me. When I was primary 4, forgive me. When I stole this one, forgive me. Is this anything? Just coming home, just turning. I'm going to call repentance. Today, you want to give your life to Christ. Yes, I believe Christ died for me. That's all. Just turning. The Father ran. See God running to a man who's a sinner. He ran. Embraced. Fell on his face. On his neck. And what? And kissed him. But you know, that son has an agenda. Before he left. He said, when I see my Father, I will say this. I will say that. But will the saying of anything affect the Father's judgment or opinion about him? Before he said anything, the Father ran. But every day the Father was looking. Somebody said this morning, every day God is looking for you. Some people are in the church, they are not born again, they are still lost in the church. And every day the Father is what? Looking out for you. Praise God, somebody. Let's continue. I'll be very fast. We soon we get the point we are going now. Verse 22 says, and the Father said to his, and see the game plan of the Son. He continued his game plan. Anybody continues his game plan? See, and the Son said to the Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight. I'm no more worthy to be called your son. But the Father answered and said to his servant, bring forth the what? Not just rope, pray for the what? Pray for the best. Say, why do we preach prosperity, best thing? The Father said, bring for what? Say, I wish above all things you prosper and be in health. Bring for the best rope. Put it on him. Put a ring in his hand. Put a what? Some Christians, they don't like to wear a ring. It's allowed. And put what? Shoes wear? In his feet. And bring the fatted calf And what? And what? Not the small one. Kill the biggest one there. Let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and he had been found. And they began to do what? The name of Mary. The name of Mary. The name of rejoice. The name of rejoice. The joy of the Lord is what? In the house of God is what? Is what? Fullness of what? And at his right hand is what? So if you see a Christian who is not full of joy, what happens to that Christian? Praise God, somebody. And you are rejoicing. They are full of joy. See the elder son who was where? No, who was where? In the field. Laboring for the Father. Faithful in every service. Winning souls on the field. He has never left the Father. He came home and he had what? Son of what? Of merriment. See what happened? This month there was no plan for a party. Nobody informed me there will be a party before I left home. I did not see tarpaulin. You know, some people, they are, you don't need to know. Just in the morning, you see people putting some things together. You see a cow, they put somewhere. Is that not true? What happened? And he was told. What was the story? They say, you know, that's your son. You know, that's your son. They that's his father. He's your brother. You know that? Say, which one? Say, we only to say, yeah, that's your brother. That took the whole thing and disappeared. He came today. I say, and so what? That is just a carry the biggest what? And kill. He say, what for? That son? That son? That one? No. It cannot be that one. That sister? She's going to marry. How can she marry? Me, I've been serving God in this house. No husband. All he has done. Partied in school. I know many boyfriends. Many abortion. Marike. Father, me. I've been serving you. I'm going to marry this morning. Grace and works. Many Christians begin to base their life on works. You know, there was a story. I'm in a church, sir. This church. This fellow just gave his life to Christ, and he had this awesome testimony. And someone was saying, "God, I have been serving you for the past 5 years. This one just joined us. Job, I don't get. This one just joined us." Dog oil company. And there was a bitterness where? In his heart. When God blessed that young convert, how are you feeling? Tell me what, how do you feel? Are you sure you're happy? Are you very sure? See, the elder son who had been faithful refused to be merry, refused to be happy. He's basing and see, he's thinking, stinking, stinking. See, verse 30. See, verse 29. And he was angry. Angry for what? Remember, are you angry? Verse 7 says, and he was angry. I will not go in. Therefore came his father out to do what? Entreat him. And in answering, he said to his father, "Lo, these many years. This what? I have done what? I've served. I have not transgressed any of your no fornication, no adultery, no for one eye, no what? Service, I'm there all the time. Tithe, I pay. Offering, I give. What else? But this your son, that has spent all your living with what? With women. Just came And you have killed the what? The man was angry. Why was he angry? He looked at all his works he has done. And that's a mistake somewhere. If anybody here must be celebrated, it's what? It's me. Why? All I have done, all I am doing, the way I attend choir parties, afternoon I come, night I come. Anybody still here? Basing everything on works. This morning I'm going somewhere. Your favor with your father is not based on works at all. The all things that pertain to life and godliness I have given to you, not because you serve me, not because of anything, because of Christ. Remember, because of Christ. Remember, because of Christ. Think about it. And see their thinking. And yet I've never transgressed any of your commandments. And thou hast not given me a kid. Say about a kid. The one that went to spend all the money came, the kid, the one fatted calf. The one who is serving. Ask for what? A kid. Say about a kid. Small baby goats. I like that. Give me a small key that I may make merry with my friends. But as soon as this, your son came, who had devoured your living with allots, that was killed for him, the fatted calf. See the thinking now. He that is serving God, what? A kid. And the one that went to do what? Destroy the money. Was giving what? A calf. The one that is serving, what? A kid. Say about grace. Many of us Christians, we base what God can do in your life based on your works. No wonder you are limiting God for a kid in your life. Read it carefully. I'm going somewhere. You look at your service, say, God, you know, all I've done for you, and the job, this job, just give me this job. And you look it based on what? Works. But God wants to multiply your life based on grace. Say them of grace. Grace is what you don't qualify for. Think about that. Grace is what you don't qualify for. All things that pertain to life and godliness. Say them of all things. All things. They are yours by grace. The father asked for you, sir, for a calf. But by works, you are looking for a kid. You are angry because God bless your... I would say there is joy in heaven over one what? One soul that does what? That repents. This soul repents. That's a joy in heaven. But you as a Christian, all you are looking for is a what? Is a kid to rejoice with your friend. You want God to bless you and prosper you. Just to do what? To spend prosperity on yourself. You are not kingdom focused. It's not about sinners getting saved. But it's about your own life being blessed. Is that not true? When you are praying, your prayer point, what is there? Tell me somebody. their children, their school, their tomorrow, the car, the business. Am I right? The enemy to be killed. Which one again? Tell me now. Tell me now. Father, give me a key to celebrate with my friends. All things that pertain to life, brethren, this month I believe God, you will walk with God. And God is able to multiply to you all you could ever need and much more based on grace. Anybody? Based on grace. So if you base what you want from God based on works, the best you can get is a kid. But the Father has a plan for your life. He wants to give you the best he has. Somebody is here this morning, you are qualified. If only you can base it on grace of God. All the Father has is available based on grace. All the Father has, all. And don't forget the thinking of the elder son. When the younger son came, the father divided to them their portions. But the elder son is not having enough knowledge to take advantage of what belongs to him. The grace and peace be multiplied to your life through what? Knowledge. The son, all things are yours. You don't need my permission to take anything. They are yours. But because you are basing it on works, your eyes are blind. You cannot see. Then all things are yours. Say, if I fast more, if I give more, maybe this husband will come. They are all works. They are works. And it's so subtle that sometimes we Christians, we move to works to please God. You think you are qualified because of your fasting and because of your attendance to God's service. You replace that with Christ. That's what you have done. You don't know. That's the truth. We are qualified because of Christ. Christ makes grace available. And I want to replace. So the way we are going is as if Christ has not come at all. How did he come? In the Old Testament, they have miracle. They have things there in the Old Testament. But Christ came for him. I would say grace. Through Moses, love was given. But grace and truth has come. Through Christ. But grace has come now. And grace will give you the parted calf. Terrible, parted calf. The best the Father has. The works will give you the kids. Remember, are you still here? Will you lay hold on grace this morning? The grace of God that us want pushes salvation has appeared to all men. Remember, grace has appeared. But don't forget, the Father has two sons. In this place today, we have two sons. Some are still in the field, living their life with what? With allots and strangers. But the Father is looking out every day, praying and hoping that today will be your day of what? Salvation. But the man came to himself, sir. He said, I will leave this place and return to my father. I will arise. And the father was waiting already. Waiting. Looking at every day. When he saw him afar, the father ran. Embrace. Kiss him. Bring the what? Fatted calf. Put on the best robe of what? Righteousness. Put a ring where? In his hand. That ring is a what? Ring of what? Authority.
Pope shoes where?
In his feet. You know, Pope has one special shoe. Red shoe. It's only for Pope. Eh? Pope shoes where? In his feet. This my son was lost, but he's now found. This my son was dead, but today it's alive. Let us rejoice. Abu said there is joy in heaven over one sinner. One sinner. Just one. There are over 99 souls that needs no repentance. The other one said, no, let me have a party with my what? With my brethren. For sinners that repent, we don't care. Let them be the repent. It's their own luck. It's their own repent. It's their own. But let me have a party with what? But God said, no. I want to rejoice over a sinner that repents. Just one. There are 99 ones that don't need no repentance. But you say, no, Lord, prosper me. Lord, increase me. Lord, enlighten me. I want to have a party. I want to have a bigger car, bigger mansion, everything. With what? With my friends. New job in Chevron, in Mobile, with my friend. Kingdom agenda is not there. They spend too much money to try and win souls. There, you're angry. You're angry. No, no, no. Let me rejoice with my friend. This morning, I want to bring you good news, brethren. Think about all things are available. But today is a day of salvation. To you that is still living your life that God gave you for self, the Father is waiting. And for you in the house, who is a son, who is serving God faithfully, and you base your service on works, today you can have a change of heart. For all things are yours. He says, son, why are you talking like this? All I have is yours. Say, neighbor, all the ass is yours. Why are you asking for a kid? You can have the best I have. Is anyone here who is a father or a mother? And you can afford to give your children the best school. We just deny them because we are. Will you do that? How much more your Father who is in heaven? Every child, every parent do their best to give their children the best. Is that not true? How much more your Father who is in heaven? I want to tell you the month of March. So when you walk with me, the best I have is available based on grace. The name of grace. Don't let it be based on performance. Performance will give you the best. It's a kid. You know, and you are working in your MPMA. They will give you your salary. They will promote you. They will give you allowance. So that's what they can do. Is that? Would they give you your MD salary with your own? Would they do that? They can only give you what you are entitled to. Is that not true? But that is where you are working. And with favor of God in your life, they can promote you, but that's all they can give you. Is that not true? But God can do much for your life. Look at somebody. They can send for you from Aso Rock and say, your name just came up to us, we want to make you a special advisor. Can anybody stop you? Can NPA stop you there? Overnight, you are just, and you are not working before, you are not working in that place before, you are not working in that place. They just call you. Somebody just say, call her, and they just call you. That is grace. Eh? Somebody is here today. This month, grace will speak for you. This very month, grace will speak for you. They will call you. They will honor you. All based on grace. Say, all things are yours. All things that pertain to life. All things that the Father has. By grace, you have access to all the Father has. Did you hear me, sir? Say, by grace, we have access to all He has. By grace, that was by faith, you release you have access by faith into the grace wherein we stand. Sir, it's a grace at work. It's your faith that connects you to the best He has. Do you hear me very well? is grace at work. Whatever you need this year is available based on what? And it's your faith in the goodness of your Father that connects you with all He has. You hear me again? It's of grace. Think about it now. What can grace not give? Where you are seated, think very well, brethren. I speak as God's servant. All you need is available by grace. And you connect it by your faith in the graciousness of our God. All you can get by works is a kid. The best you can get by works is a kid. And works will not honor God. Don't base what God can do in your life based on your works. If you do that, you neglect grace. You count the blood of Christ not necessary. You hear that very well. What are you looking for this month? If I call for testimony, say, Father, by your grace, I will give this testimony. Because all things are yours by grace. And you release your faith in that grace. And it will deliver to your hand. When the son repented and he ran home, just coming home, before he said anything, the father ran to him. The father embraced him. The father kissed him. The father put his head on his neck. And the father said, bring the fatted calf, not a kid. Bring the best rope of righteousness. Put authority in his hand, the ring. Put where? Shoes in his feet. For this my son is what? Was lost, but today is found. Are you here this morning? Are you lost in the church? Have you really been born of God? If you respond to his call today, there's a rope of righteousness awaiting you. As a ring of what? Authority for your hand. As a shoe for your legs. And the best he has, overnight by grace, we are saved by grace through faith. Not of ourselves. It's not of works. Lest any man should boast. The same thing operates in your life. Every God's blessing is not of works. Fruitfulness, marriage, new job, is not of works. Lest any man should boast. Be on your feet. It's all of grace. Anybody, it's all of grace. Grace will bring the fatted calf. Grace will bring the best he has. For the month of March, grace of God will bring you all the Father has. The best of your Father. Grace of God. Anybody, grace. Any more grace? Any more grace? I want to close your eyes, brethren, and lift your hands to your Father. He's your Father. You may need to repent where you have depended on works. Where you have depended on your best. On your ability. Say, Father, you know why? You must heal me. I'm faithful. I pay my tithe. I must be healed. In this assembly, if you will bless anybody, you must bless me. Why? You know, I come early to church. I'm the most faithful fellow here. I've been here for the past 10 years, serving you faithfully. All those ones are works. And the best he can give you is a kid. But this morning, God asked for you, fatted calf. Fatted calf. If only you will repent and say, Father, I'm sorry. For basing your goodness on my works, basing your goodness on performance, Father, I am sorry. Or he says, you are pastor, I'm here, even I'm lost in the house of God. I'm not born again, I'm still living my life as if I own it. Today, when you come to yourself and you say, I want to repent, Father will run to you.